Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stapleton moves to second. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Rader and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wilson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is called out on strikes. one out. John Way, then batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hurdle hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Rader, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stapleton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. McRae reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett is walked intentionally. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to third. Brett moves to second. Willie Aikens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Aikens is 0-1 in the game. Aikens hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn is 0-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Perez is 0-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Way then is 0-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Way then reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hurdle is 0-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wei then moves to third. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wei then scores. It's 3-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Rader and he is safe. White steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Brett trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Rader, who tags Brett, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Porter moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wei then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Akins moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. Win Remmersval now pitching. Clint Hurdle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Lynn is chasing the ball. McRae rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Bill Campbell now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 9-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Akins reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 10-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Akins moves to third. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Hancock pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Wilson moves to second. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Hal McRae. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Torres moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torres tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-0, Royals. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wathen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing second base. Jamie Quirk now catching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Stapleton reaches third base with a triple. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullinix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stapleton scores. 2 outs. It's 13-1, Royals. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Royals 13, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-4 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Twitty now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Royals. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. Evans scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Royals. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.